going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Democrats, this is the height of irony, slamming the Trump administration for announcing that student loan repayments will have to resume. This is being spun as the height of cruelty. How could Trump do this? It's really terrible. It's really mean. Elizabeth Warren slamming Trump. Had a Democrat Congress member slamming Trump yesterday. Oh, it's terrible. He's making you repay your loans. So mean. And you know what's so funny? These are the same Democrat Congress members, many of them, who are saying, who are criticizing Trump for being lawless and ignoring court orders. Well, the reason Trump has to resume student loan payments is because the Supreme Court ordered twice that Biden could not suspend them. In fact, during the when he thought he was still running for president, right?
Right.
He was bragging that he was defying the Supreme Court. So, and that was considered hip, hot, and
so,
really cool.
So this is what due process looks like.
Well, yeah, yeah. No, the Supreme Court says you can't do it, and then you just run around and brag you're gonna. So if anybody's wondering, you know, why is Trump doing this very mean thing? And you should see TikTok has exploded with people crying because they have to pay the loans back Trump's so mean. No, I mean, if you want to blame someone, blame the Constitution of the United States of America and the Supreme Court. They're the ones who ruled twice that Biden couldn't do it. So it's super duper clear that Trump can't do this. Does not have the power to do this. He is merely complying with the court in a way that Biden did not. And yet Democrats are hitting him over the head. You got to love these people.
Well, it doesn't matter
the hypocrisy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if he doesn't follow a court order to bring back Abrego Garcia, he's mean. And if he does follow a court order to have the government do what it is supposed to do to begin with, he's going to be criticized. So it makes no difference. Yeah.
So Ro Khanna is all over the internet and screaming and yelling about, you know, how dare Trump do this. And he's got all these young people who don't follow politics really closely, but owe a lot of money, all whipped up.
Yeah, of course.
And look, I mean, I got to tell you, this idea of, hey, let's take out $100,000, borrow our living expenses and get a degree in, you know, nothing.
Yeah. Basket weaving.
Basket weaving, politics, sociology, psychology. It's just not going to pay.
Yeah.
You got to find another way around it. And there are ways around it. You can go to community college for 2 years and then just transfer your credits in.
Yeah.
You know, you can get credit. You can start getting Greenville County Schools has ways you can get college credit in high school.
Well, you don't have to get a 4-year degree to begin with. You could wind up getting a, you know, something from a technical college and probably not pay much of anything.
No, I mean, there's so many different options that you have.
Yeah.
Where you can, you know, pay your way through. But anyway, he's getting them all whipped up. This is cruel. This is mean of Trump to end this. And now you're going to have to make your payments. Yeah, well, I'm not making them. I mean, I already paid off my loans. It's not my problem. You need to pay off your loans, yeah, just like I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, did you see this? Babylon Bee. Oh, so it's not real, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Columbia protesters clarify they only want death to America after America is done paying their student loans.
Okay, there you go.
Well, right.
Glad they clarified that.
Yeah, it's not before because they need somebody to...
Comedy. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Go ahead and pay that off. So, okay. Meanwhile, and this really is a bombshell today. We spent so much time talking about censorship during the Biden administration and the targeting of... supposed domestic terrorists, i.e. me and you, Lee. Like, we are, like, by this definition, definitely domestic terrorists.
Oh, yeah. Send us off to the gulag.
Yeah, really. Well, no, that was the plan. So, So, back in 2021, the Biden administration put out its domestic terror plan, which focused on targeting right-wing white supremacists, because, of course, everyone on the right is a white supremacist. How do they know? They don't. They just made it up. Anybody who's a white, a right-winger... domestic terrorist who commits criminal acts, that they were going to target them because supposedly there was just this wellspring of, domestic terror and stuff. So they had to get involved, had to stop it. And then we later on found out that there was basically none. So they had to pad the statistics by putting cases in there that were not domestic terror or were not right wingers or were not white supremacy because they didn't have enough cases. Anyway, to credibly make the claim. Well, so anyway, in 2021, they released this plan and they're going to go after criminal right-wingers who are domestic terrorists. Okay. Well, the actual plan was classified. The full plan, the shocking plan was classified. And the reason was because they were breaking the law. Not us, them.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And Tulsi Gabbard just released it. There's a great write-up today by John Lott in Real Clear Politics about what was in it for government agencies targeting domestic terrorists. Okay. Who was a domestic terrorist? This program specifically tracked, quote, concerning non-criminal behavior, unquote. A move with, as Lott writes, no precedent in the United States. Of course not. And the plan starts by casting a wide net about concerning activities that would qualify you. Your religious beliefs could qualify you. Using a hashtag like 2A, displaying a Betsy Ross flag, a don't tread on me flag, like on your social media, all of these things could qualify you as participating in concerning activities.
All of which are protected by the First Amendment, obviously.
Yes. They call this relevant iconography, symbology, and phraseology used by many domestic terrorists. And again, what's so crazy is they, because it was classified, flat out say, hey, we're pursuing people who aren't committing crimes. We are targeting, quote, this is quote, from inside the FBI and Department of Homeland Security, incidents of concerning non-criminal behavior, unquote. And targeting of traditional Catholics was part of this.
Non-criminal behavior. So if it's non-criminal, then there's no crime.
Right. Okay, keep in mind, this is the same FBI that when the Tennessee Highway Patrol called them up and said, hey, I've got a guy on the international criminal gang watch list by the name of St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia. Well, in all fairness, he hadn't been beatified at that point. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia. We got him here. We got these guys, 7 illegal immigrants with him. He's driving the, you know, the van of a known human trafficker. You want to pick him up? No. Let him go. Let him go. MS-13 gang member on the international gang watch list. Do you want him? I mean, because Tennessee Highway Patrol, he thought they really had something. Like, wow, the FBI is going to want this. No, they were too busy surveilling non-criminal domestic terrorists. They say they had to do this to fight disinformation and hate speech in the name of safeguarding Democrat values. Now, here's the scary part. There were two components to this. The censorship, which we're well aware of. We now know how they did that. But debanking was a part of this. Pressuring, having the federal government pressure your financial institution to get rid of all of your accounts. There was a hint of this. He writes that this was going on. An FBI whistleblower, Stephen Friend, testified before Congress in May of 2023 that he was tasked with recording the license plate numbers of parents who attended school board meetings and expressed concerns about topics such as critical race theory and gender ideology. The FBI, under this plan, categorized certain Catholic Americans as potential domestic terrorists. I mean, wow.
Sounds like religious persecution.
Oh, it absolutely is religious persecution. And you could see, it's just interesting to me that the FBI did that, particularly with Catholics. I know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about the traditional, like, I guess, like a traditional Catholic movement. It's a very conservative brand of Catholicism inside of the church. It's like a church inside of a church that was in, you know, very open rebellion against the Pope. And trying to preserve traditional Catholicism from him and protect the church. And for the FBI to get involved in that, that's crazy. Anyway, coming up, John Lott describes what they were doing and who they were able to debank under this plan. All of this is illegal. This is the thing I don't get. It's coming out now. It's great that we know. But where are the indictments? Are they coming? You can't do this. These are civil rights violations. I mean, surely she's the DNI. We can figure out who was doing. Who is the person? Come on, NSA. Who is the person, the federal government or people calling up the banks going, you better take away Melania Trump's bank account? Who was that? Somebody called. And it wasn't just her. It was all kinds of conservatives. This was so much more widespread than we even realized. I'll have more on this next.